This would have completely floored your Aunt Katie, wouldn't it?
But then she has children and they always record in her voice, and she has a nice voice.
I know she does.
Uh-huh, she went on record. Because we were talking and her daughter got behind the couch and recorded that voice. I said, oh my, I sounded terrible. And I was talking low and it seemed like...
Did I point this in the right direction? This speaker?
Oh, it doesn't matter because it's all on the mic. And the mic's pretty sensitive. It'll pick up anything, really.
Fine. Well, now, we don't even know where to start with our questions with you. Mm-hmm. Suppose we go into as much as you can remember about the being family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have some pictures here, which... she says, they'll laugh about, but this is the best thing I have to show you. That is the goat. This is the rope to the toll gate.
Oh.
This is Aunt Katie. And that was about, let's see now, 70 years ago.
Oh.
So there was a toll gate then. And I tried to get her to say when, if I had slipped up on her. But I tried to get her to say when that they discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the road, I guess, was owned by a company. And Nichols and Bailey, she thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all she would say. She didn't say what year.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1916, I'm not sure it was there. In 1922, my grandmother died. And the road was all torn to pieces then, so it was all taken over. So what I'm
is
sure
this approximately perfect. Where the panorama is now, or was it in a different place?
It was a different place. It was about a mile down the mountain.
Oh, a mile down the mountain?
Mm-hmm. This side.
This side. Uh-huh. And this is the house that they lived in?
This is the house they lived in.
Oh, that was a nice house.
We thought, oh, it was such a sin to take it down. It was a beautiful thing. Now, that's a winter scene, and the summertime, it was just beautiful.
Now, this house, is this part of this?
This is the highway right here. And, of course, it was covered with stone, and it was muddy and dusty and whatever. See the stone on the steps?
Sure.
Where the horses would kick it up, I guess, and the wheels and all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every morning you swept those stone off.
Yeah.
These were two gates. You went up here, and here's the platform. You went up two more steps. Here's the boxwood on each side.
Mm-hmm.
You went on up through there.
And the house was then?
Way back here.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like about?
Yeah, I have more pictures somewhere, and I can't think where. I thought I could get her to look them up, but she wasn't in the mood to do it today. She has more, but not too good. Now this is her when she was, I don't know how long ago that was, 50 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
And they just took it, but this shows more of the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another picture someplace that has more of the house, but nothing in the summertime when it's so pretty. See, this was, a vine that came up and went all the way across there.
Looks like a wajiri.
Now, are any of those ruins, could you still find ruins back there of that house?
They say you can,
They say you can.
That you can tell where the steps were.
Now, you're saying it was about how far from?
About a mile down.
About a mile to the west here.
Yeah, from Panorama.
From Panorama. Mm-hmm. Is it on the, if you're going up towards Panorama, is it on the left or right side of the road?
It's on the left side.
On the left side.
And across this road, right across here, was the general store. They had a general store. And that was, see, the house is up on the bank. See the rocks here?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Maybe I can see better. The light, this is a terrible room for afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Light shines in your face. This is the highway. See,
the yard is way up here.
Mm-hmm.
See, by, you know, by going up here and up these steps. Here's the yard. And here's the porch.
Mm-hmm.
Where you come this way.
Mm-hmm.
Then right here was the basement. You went down the basement. And it had a huge stone, flat stone at the top. And then you went down steps. And the doorway was about 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were taller than that, you'd bump the top of your head.
Sure.
And had big logs. They were that big in the basement.
Oh.
And we were always whitewashed, just as white as snow. Mm. And a long table. And everybody that came across the mountain, of course, those who had horses and everything, everybody would stop to go in and have a cup of coffee and get wine.
Mm.
All that sort of stuff. This was a, let's see, now you can tell. See how far the railing's gone.
Yeah.
Well, from here to here is where you went down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Get it.
And this was one great big living room. Then there were two rooms upstairs over there. There's a wide hall here. And what they call the parlor on this side, and you step down into the park. Mm-hmm. And my father says that the parlor was not logs. These were logs all the way across here. But the parlor part was built on later.
Oh.
And this must have been built on later.
Mm-hmm.
Now this was a breezeway through here. And in my recollection, see, there was a big door in the back that you closed because it would have been most too breezy. And they had, my father and my grandmother and grandfather had cooked and ate in there, my father tells me. And then their father and mother lived in this part of the house.
Oh.
That was a long, long time ago.
Of course it was.
That was 90 years ago.
Well, now if we promise you faithfully that you will get these back, could we borrow them and have reproductions made of them?
Well, you're quite welcome to these. I'm almost afraid of this one. I don't know. You think you could get this one back? And
they can, because I got a worse one
mm-hmm.
last week, mm-hmm. and they were mm-hmm. able to take a picture uh-huh. of it.
Well, my son-in-law does pictures. He did those. They are reproductions, you know,
mm-hmm.
little snapshots. But he hasn't done this one, and I was so afraid for him to take it. He works at the caverns, and so my daughter kept it. And she said one day when he got a notion to do it, but she would.
Well, if you'd rather not, we mm-hmm. won't. Because
well,
I
would love for you to have it. I just. You're reasonably sure you can get it back.
I give you my word.
Is a word good?
Oh, yes.
well, to keep a thing doesn't make much sense. But,
yes, it does. It is important.
This is the best picture. I have another one someplace, but this is the best picture
mm-hmm.
that I have. But I don't have any summer pictures at all because it was so shady and nice in here. And of course, there's a people here. We don't know who the people are, but we figured the other day the girl who was here was the great-granddaughter of this family.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie is her great aunt, great great grandparents. So I said, well, she said, well, there's somebody there. I said, well, maybe you find out who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a beautiful, wonderful place. It
certainly was. Which room did you stay in when you stayed there?
Right here.
You stayed there.
Right there, and
the view must have been beautiful, wasn't
it's
it?
It's just beautiful.
Yes.
Just beautiful.
You say that horses, course, went by here, mm-hmm. and I think that is one of the fascinating things about that toll road. It mainly was dirt and rock, right?
And ruts like that.
Oh.
When it was muddy.
So it was wagons that were being
wagons.
What would the wagons carry? Can you recall?
Let's see. Well, I should have. Apples, of course.
Oh, yes.
And well, I guess mostly when I was there, it would be apples.
Mm-hmm.
I guess everything that had to go across the mountain was hauled up there.
Sure,
it was.
Mm-hmm.
Did everybody get
They had to
pay a toll, everybody that went over.
Yes.
And no matter what kind.
That's what I thought, if I could have gotten that in and asked Aunt Katie what the charges were. Of course, I knew one time, but I couldn't remember. It wasn't too much. But sometimes these teams would come over the mountain. The roads were so bad, they were furious. So they would come by, and they would pull the things up and go on through anyway. Well, if they waited till, if they got up real early and came across, they put the toll gate at night. So they would get across. But sometimes they could hear them coming. They go put the toll gate.
Oh, I see.
Well, now, this was the Bean family, right? Mm-hmm. Did they do, and that was not their sole income, was it?
Oh, my goodness, no. They had a farm. Very large farm.
What did they do on the farm?
They raised everything.
Cattle?
Well, to a certain extent, that wasn't really.
Dairy cattle.
Not their, yeah, they had big corn. I guess they did more just living off the land.
Uh-huh.
They had their chickens, their turkeys, their hogs, cows, of course, putting milk and butter. And my father from New Jersey was talking about how he lived. And I said, well, I don't know how he lived in his day, but they had the best of everything when I came along. And it was very modern. Outside, they didn't have water in the house. Their pump was out here, but everything was modern in their house according to that day.
Yes.
They had all kinds of musical instruments, a piano, organ, and graphophone. I can remember when I was a little tiny thing, that was the first graphophone I ever saw.
Did they play violins?
Yeah, violins, mandolins, guitar, everything. They had everything.
Dulcimer. Did they have a dulcimer?
I imagine they did, but I was trying to think of what we was talking about. I imagine so.
Because you know that we haven't found anyone around here that had a dulcimer.
Well, I can't say so, but I was wondering if they didn't have. But I know they had the violin and the guitar and a banjo. And all of them played except my father. I don't think my father had any musical ability to play. He could sing, had a good voice, but he didn't.
Who did they play?
Now, that I don't know.
Can you recall any of the songs?
No, I can't recall any of the songs.
Because they were so pretty.
Mm-hmm. I was just very small when all that was going on.
Right, yeah.
I can remember they playing the graphophone, and I would dance until I would just drop, I guess I was 3 or 4 years old.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I would just make myself
happy. Did they teach each other to play?
I don't think so. I guess
some
of them, as the girls grew up, some of them took music, I think, but I don't recall which ones. Or I guess Janet's mother-in-law probably did.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to college, and Katie came into high school. But they had very little schooling up there because they only had 5 months.
Sure.
A year, and then sometimes the weather was so bad they couldn't go.
How far away was the school?
I guess I'd say mine. Mm-hmm. That was only that one side. I don't think I could tell you where that was exactly, but it was right against the road. And I think it was called Shank School.
Oh, yes, I've heard of Shank School, right? Yeah. This toll gate, now, this must have been there a long while, because when you read back in the history of our valley, that toll gate was there. Yeah. Was it always run by the same family?
Yes, it was.
Now,
you see, she is about 80, and
she
Katie's
told me
80.
85.
Well, that's about right. She'll be 86 this year, but she's 85 is what she is.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, 85. And you can get by that how old a little girl you think that is.
Yes.
About 5?
I would say so. Wouldn't you say she's about 5?
That's going to be hard for me to say, but
she's barefoot. See her little barefoot?
Yeah.
So, she's not any more than 5.
No, I don't think so either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how much property? Have you any rough idea how much property they had up there?
Well, an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
So much mountain land, plus my father. I feel like I've got to go ask him how much land it is. See, I haven't been dead so long.
Well, you know, that's so rocky. You mm-hmm. wonder how they were able to plant things.
And up against the mountain, we had a potato patchwork. And Rome and the richness dirt was like that. And you could hardly walk up there, but we had the nicest potatoes. Just lovely. And you could never plant them until the way late in the year. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was pretty high up in the mountain. You got all of there.
I don't, you know, it seems amazing to me that they were able to grow when you look at that rocky soil.
Yes, indeed.
Did they use plows?
Oh, yes. And from right out here, they have what they call the cabbage patch.
Mm-hmm.
Cabbage garden, I guess. And they had all the cabbage. They had a garden right here, but the cabbage went clear up to the Kaiser place. You've heard of the Kaiser place.
Yes.
That's right by that.
Yeah.
And one of these pictures should show. Well, right here. I have a picture that shows a Kaiser. Kaiser place is right in here someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that well now. I mean, the opening that shows there.
Mm-hmm.
When you go by there now. Now, this is where they kept the, they had the blacksmith shop here, and where they kept the plows and so forth and so on in there.
They did their own blacksmithing?
Oh, yes. And then,
and I suppose he would do it for the people that came through that needed help.
I don't know about that. If he did it for anybody else or not. Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
So, more or less, they just lived off the land. And they had a post office. Did we mention that?
No.
They had the post office at first. Where's the little picture? There's the little picture. They had the post office in here for a while. And then they had it in the general store all the time. But I knew they had it in the store.
Do you know the name of the general store?
I guess it was BFB. Oh, I see. I got a few things. This was my brother. Way, and it doesn't have a date on it. This was my brother's invention of the leaf chopper rubber, whatever you call it.
Oh!
Yeah, he invented that, and he has passed away. That was his wife that was here. I'll go out in here. I have a record of their death. And now, this is what it says, but I'd like to have a grandma. And this is just my grandfather's. Copy.
All right, this says F.H. Bean for many...
No, it's B.F.
B.F. Bean for many years toll gatekeeper on Thornton Gap died at 6 p.m. last Thursday of a complication of diseases, aged 61 years. His health had been declining rapidly for the past year. Mr. Bean was the son of Jacob Bean, deceased of this county, and was the last living member of the family of four children. He leaves a widow who was Miss Joyce Butler, sister of John W. Bader, is that?
Butler, I think.
Butler, now of Richmond. His children, all of whom were present at the funeral, are Mrs. I.E.
Dombach. That's Dennis.
Yeah. Mrs. Mamie Brown, Mrs. George Atkins, Miss Katie Bean, Charles Bean, and Robert Bean of Page County, John F. Bean of Philadelphia, and Jacob Bean of New York. They got around. The funeral, which took place yesterday evening, was conducted by Reverend J. A. Hufford, assisted by Reverend F. L. Snap. The remains being interred in the old family graveyard in the presence of many relatives and neighbors. The deceased was a valiant Confederate soldier and was much to...
I can't see
it either.
Mm-hmm.
much revered and liked by all for his worthy and generous traits of character. He was a member of the Lutheran Church for many years. For a long time, he conducted a store at Thornton Gap, where his son Robert Beam has for some time been connected with the business. He was popular with his neighbors, and his death is deeply regretted. What a wonderful story.
And now if I could just find the one with my grandmother, probably would be, tell us a little bit more.
Now, B.F. Beam is your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And his father had run the toll gate and the store too, right?
I guess so. How does it read? Does it read that way? I can't remember any about that. Well, I know that his father must have built the place, because my father would say grandfather said he wanted to be where he could look at Mary's Rock all his life. And my father never got out of sight of Mary's Rock until he lived at our house, and we had to go about a quarter of a mile before you could see Mary's Rock.
Wow.
Well, you can see Mary's Rock from here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Mary's Rock.
Yes, sir.
You know, there are many stories about why Mary's Rock is called Mary's Rock. Yeah. Did he ever mention why?
I don't think he did. I can't remember that he did.
Is the story, what story do you believe?
I really don't know enough about that to even comment. But I think that what they say, the woman, the girl's name was Mary Thornton, or the man named it after his daughter, after the mountain. His daughter.
Was that the one that you heard? The one I heard was that a man by the name of Marye,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, there are some here, mm-hmm. took his bride up to the top of that. Well, I can just picture a woman with lots of full skirts doing that, and showed her around and said, this is as much land as I own.
Mm-hmm. If you had gone up there at that time, you would have...
I doubt if that was a true story.
I don't think that's a true story, not the skirts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't go up there until there was a real good way to go. But a lot of my friends did, but I know they said, well, it's a rough trip. You just almost fall and you carry your clothes and it's dangerous.
Right. Yeah.
It was all
mm-hmm. But actually, you were within about 2.5 miles of Mary's Rock, weren't you?
I don't know. You could see it. Could see people up there from there. I guess as a crow flies, it wouldn't have been that far. It would probably be that far the way they had to go.
Yes.
And this air was so still and clear, you could hear people talk up there and call up and forth. And they would call on, if somebody was over on the mountain, they would call, you know, and the echo and all that. Oh, when there was a storm up there, it was wonderful, you know, the wind would come down and just scream over the mountain.
What did they have in the general store?
Everything.
Tell us.
We were just talking about, my grandmother would go down, and when everything came in, well, if everything was fresher then than it is now, what the things that they got. But she got the most gorgeous cookies. And they were just like, they were just baked. But she would go as soon as things came in, because it was a rough place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody came in.
Where did they come from?
All around the mountain.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And mostly men, seldom ever. She would go down and she would get the cookies when they first came in. And they had yard goods, and I had dresses, you know, and made from, she would get sort of length dressings, you know, and lace, and whatever they had, she would get some, and she had drawers with these things in. So when the grandchildren came, when she wanted to give them a gift, they'd hear the boys on there.
Oh.
She most always gave me, you know, something for it. Once in a while, she'd give me money. And I'd say,
Where did you live at the time?
I lived, you know where Arcadia is, what they call Arcadia? You know where the Russ live?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that big brick house across from them, Arcadia is where my mother grew up. And our home was the corner of that farm.
Oh.
That's gone now. The Thurston's did that was.
How long did it take you to get up there then to visit?
Now, that's a good question. About an hour and a half, I believe.
Yeah.
We drove up.
Sure.
And we just had one little horse and several children. So we just enjoyed the trip up. So my father would get out, you know, the boats usually were never very good.
Mm-hmm.
But he would get out and walk. And of course my mother and the baby would ride, and the girls, three girls, we'd get out, or if there were two girls, we got out and walked.
Yeah.
One time the ruts were real deep, you know, and they would just, they'd break. They would, when they locked their wagons, we'd come down there and they'd make it just real slick. So we were running a finger along the rut, you know, like kids. And that was a little snake. It just ran up on the snake. So we didn't do that anyway. Yeah, see that little snake coming down the road? That road, we just...
Oh, did your grandmother...
Well, we want to know how much was in the store.
Yeah.
Everything. Well, we got all sorts of thread, and I've got the silk spoon case here. But the cotton one was gone. The cotton one was bigger and prettier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the silk one. Of course, that's been around in the cellar in that basement. And so finally my son said, Mom, do you want this? I said, yes, indeed I want it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had it, and I had it. I want to fix it. Room up for someone. And I've got a table for it, but now it's right on the floor. So
yeah.
And we haven't lived here yet. So, it's a general store, they had everything. I mean, the smell of the cellar, we thought, I guess, under the store. Had kerosene, molasses.
Oh, and that homemade molasses was good.
Molasses in a barrel and kerosene in a barrel. My nose, I could smell that yet. It made me a little sick, but I wanted to go in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess everything, I don't know if it's a bit heavy yet, but I can remember the kerosene and the molasses. I guess they kept, I don't know if you kept potatoes. They wouldn't have sold potatoes. Everybody had their potatoes.
Right.
I think they had their potatoes in there.
Well, could they maybe have had things there for people going over the mountain that would take them on, you see, to their farms on the other side of the mountain in the Piedmont?
Mm-hmm.
They might have done that too, or for sale in Washington.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that. Mostly, I would say they just for local people, for us. I know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that after, that was way back, because what year was my grandfather died?
It didn't say.
I had it dated, I think. You know, it's foolish to have something and not date it. So
anyway,
many things you have.
Is it maybe on here?
I don't think on the outside it's dated. It's dated here March 16th, 1914.
Oh, March 16th, 1914.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, we should have read that for that one. So that was the death of your grandfather.
Yes, and after that, then my uncle took over. And after he quit, then another uncle took over. What they call Willie Bean, because he's passed on. And Eugene, do you know Eugene Bean?
Yeah.
He was a mail carrier of Stanley, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're of course first cousins, but we haven't been very close or anything. Mm-hmm.
The Bean Chapel that is on Route 211
mm-hmm.
going up.
That wasn't our Bean.
That was not your Bean.
No, it's in the family. I mean, I guess we're related, but not closely.
Do you know where the graveyard was, the family graveyard?
Yes.
Where?
Oh, you have to get somebody. That really is something to see, if you can get to it. If I had legs, well, I'd go right with you and show you where it is.
But you didn't.
Was it near where the house was?
Yeah, not very near. No, it was right. Of course, the house was up high, and it went straight out by the barn and on down to the field. But the nearest way to it, if my husband was well enough, he could tell you exactly how to get to it. You go from the highway right up where there was a fence road, and you find it. And how long do you have to work on this?
Oh, I can work, yep, forever.
Well, my brother comes down. He was down here at Easter, so he'll come in a few months, I think, again. And he can take you right to the graveyard, because he's been there.
Well, that would be marvelous.
Because he isn't well enough to do it.
Well, we could drive him to where.
He'd tell you where, yes.
And
he,
we could get out and then hike it ourselves. Mm-hmm. Oh, please don't forget me when you find
us. Keep in touch.
Yes, because all of these things, do you realize that once, if these are not recorded and saved?
I said, we were just talking here. What a shame it was to tear down that house. It was a lovely place for antiques and everything. I mean, it was just all over this whole.
But that's part of the property now.
A huge fireplace and the cook stove. Of course, she had a cook stove, and she set it back in the fireplace. And that's how big the fireplace was.
But you said they used to do the cooking in this little building.
That was when there were two families. See, this was the great grandfather and the great grandmother lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And after. My father's mother and father were married, Frankie and Josephine. They must have built this part onto it. See, this was a huge place. This was at least. Yes. Then they had this kitchen and dining room built out here, is the way I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
Then one time they had a post office back here. But then after the grandfather and grandmother died, well, after the grandfather died, they only lived together. Because my mother went up there and lived quite a while, maybe a year, after she married my father. And they were nine children, and the grandmother, and my mom, my mother. And then was that? 13.
Yes.
Yeah.
13. I guess they all sat down at the table one time. They sat there, all of them, and my father, my grandfather, but he always said, bless him. So one day my mother tells me that he was a little cross with grandma, and she sat the whole table. And he said, and God bless when he put the foot at the table. And the kids dared not to smile even. You didn't giggle at the table, you just sat there and ate. Everything was just right. Oh.
And ate all the good things that came right from your own land.
Yeah.
Did they make their own butter?
Oh my, yes. They made their own butter and cheese, of course. Their own preserves, their own bread.
Mm-hmm. How about apple butter?
Oh, yes.
Did they ever make pumpkin butter?
Not that I know. Mm-hmm. Of course, great-grandma. And they did all sorts of weaving. They had the weave house, and I don't remember where the weave house was. I don't remember that, but I think that was maybe across the road, or maybe I just imagined that.
Mm-hmm.
But all the things that grandmother had, she'd slip off and weave, you know, and they would tell. And she came up with this thing. We had, I had a magazine here yesterday. It was good. I had a counterpane just like my grandmother had made.
Mm-hmm.
Our great grandmother, which was, we had it for years. And
well, where would she get the yarn to make this?
Did she have sheep,
flax?
I don't know. I might find out things. I was thinking about something. Somebody might have. It's hard to find out. And my father just knew so much, and we didn't take it down. And then my sister Irene that you talked to, her
father-in-law, he was just a whole book. He was just wonderful. Mm-hmm. He was 90-some years old when he died, but he could remember everybody's name and things. He could just talk all day long. Mm-hmm. And she don't mean his children, they just don't care for anything.
Yeah.
They aren't like that at all. Of course, he only has one son.
But do you realize how much you have already told us?
Hope I don't do anything you should.
No, no. Everything. Well, I've told some things that I'm using. But I'd like to see my grandmother. I had that. I put it in this because the children wanted to take it to school. So that's the reason it's in this. So
well, that's a very nice good idea. Yeah.
Hold to that because that's all I have. Of course, this came from Aunt Katie. She's contributed to it.
Well, she looks like a very jolly person.
Oh, she is. She's dear and I don't know. She just, yeah, I don't know why she's like that. She's, a lot of people bother about things in order to remember them. But they had so much. They had saved so much stuff. And she said her father had a big trunk full of letters. Oh, she said, the most beautiful letters. And she didn't know what they came out of. Mm-hmm. They got away. And of all the Bean post office, all the letters I got through Bean post office, I don't have a postmark. Mm-hmm. And so I'll try to get you a postmark. I know a woman that maybe she might have, she saves a lot of things. She may have a Bean postmark. I know the Bean postmark so good.
Yeah,
of course. And then Katie, I met Aunt Katie, that's what she had for my, oh, she collects stamps and she just does everything. And she had a whole book of new stamps, you know, of course. I like stamps too. If I have time for it, when I'm a nurse, that's time consuming. It's interesting when you learn so much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I just started with my granddaughter. I said, well, I didn't know it was so much fun. I thought it was stupid. So we worked until I got the backache.
Can you remember, like, games you used to play when you were a kid? Did you have games and toys and all those kind of things?
I had brothers and sisters.
Those were your games. And those were your toys.
Yeah, when I got through babysitting, I just went out through the field and just ran and ran all around the field. That was my.
You know, I was thinking of all this music that you said that everybody played.
Mm-hmm.
Would they get together of an evening and like have a singing?
Oh, I would think so. But I see this was a later day as I grew up. There was no one home then when I went to visit Grandma.
Yeah.
And Katie was that part of the time. She had friends, and but then they were. I can't remember they did anything. They were really grown up.
Yeah.
And where I was just 14, 15, or 16. This was, yeah, I didn't spend any time with my grandfather died. I didn't think of that.
Mm.
I was about 15, 16, 17. But we had such a good time. But I think my grandmother was very upset. And, you just didn't feel like you wanted to do something that she didn't want you to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was telling the girls about there about we took a walk and it snowed. It was in April, but it had snowed on the ground, and we walked up the road because it was just a walk. And we got in and we rode to somebody. I'd never been over in Navajo. I'd never been on the top of the mountain, so we went up the top of the mountain. So we had to have an excuse. So we went into one of the girls' inn, and we wanted to get butter. So I asked for butter, praying that she wouldn't have butter. Three girls, you can imagine. And we almost died. When we got back, my grandmother says, where have you girls been? Well, we could look at Grandma. We knew she knew where we'd been. And we laughed, and we began telling her the story. And she laughed, and now girls don't do that anymore. Well, we didn't want to do it anymore. But it was just very nice. And I had the girls in life. And we were so afraid that woman would have fun. We had to have an excuse to go somewhere.
Surely. Right.
And then the one girl, she was just real serious, you know, and one that did the talking.
And she said, well, Gladys has come to spend a couple of days with us and we wanted something nice, fresh cut. And then the woman was so sorry she didn't have it. I said, how in the world could you keep laughing? If one of them started to laugh, I don't have it, just scream right at
You know, this store, you said most of the things came in from the mountain people, right?
Came in for the mountain people.
For them.
Mm-hmm. Now, where it came from, I guess it was shipped in some way. Mm-hmm. I guess it came in on the, what would they call, stage? On the stage, I guess they call it stage. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They had two horses, still a couple, wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it wasn't much to see when he was out there. Oh, it was just a covered wagon. And they brought the mail from wherever. And this was a place where people, where they dropped the mail off and people came and got it. And they took the mail out.
Mm-hmm.
And they got out of a certain, what it's called, what the stamp out to use.
Do you recall any of these men? Like, were they a certain kind of breed of men, these people that carried these things back and forth? Like, they, were they considered roughnecks or
no.
just average sort of fellas?
Mm-hmm. Just very average people. And usually younger people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's both. And they were, some of them would change horses, and they went to Sperryville, and then they come back. Well, they took carried passengers too.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then they would change horses in Sperryville. Some of them made the trip back and forth, and that was a hard trip.
That was a very hard trip for a horse.
Because there was a mountain on both sides. Sure. They had to come up. They had to go up. And so that was
a long haul for a horse.
Oh, yes.
You know, I'm surprised that they didn't keep spare horses there. Mm-hmm. For them.
But they never did anything. Mm-hmm. I remember some of that man had old, she said, pretty horses. My grandma had a swinge, with her seat on each side out in front of it. So in the summer, we'd sit out there and watch the horses and watch people go by. So some man got out one day and he looked. He said, this is amazing me. This amazes me, he says. All my life, I think he's an older man, I guess. I thought he was an old man.
Sure. So, anybody over 20 is ancient.
So he said, this amazes me that every time I go by here, every time I've ever gone by here, there's always a beautiful young girl up in the yard. I think it's in the pal. And so I went and told him. I think my grandma must have been the first one. Yeah, I could see that little glint in her eye. And I thought to myself, well, I guess grandma was the first one. Then, of course, she had how many daughters? 4 or 5 daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, pretty man. Katie was such a devil, like you thought she was pretty. If she wasn't, she was a saint.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, then the people would pay the toll and then go in and have a cup of coffee or something.
Well, not everybody, of course, but they had a lot of friends, yeah, sure, when they would go across. Even at our house down in the mountain, a lot of people stopped in. It was very cold, but they stopped in and warm,
mm-hmm.
And grandma for some time.
Would she charge them?
Oh, no.
There goes the money for the token.
No. I said, I'm staying for yesterday. Well, now the road was owned by people, I guess, by companies. And he said, who was the last person? I asked her about the papers, but she told you that she didn't have enough. I knew they had records. And I thought she had it. And she said, no. That when they gave it up or took over, and they took over the records. So mm-hmm. Where would you go to look for the records?
That's right.
And she said she thought it was Nichols, I believe she said. and failed.
What failed?
Failed. I don't think I failed. Hmm. And where's that?
Let me ask you, I don't really understand totally about, now, toll, when you had this toll,
mm-hmm.
your family would collect it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to turn that part of that over to anybody? Oh,
yes.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to turn it all over to
I
someone?
I don't know if they got that percentage or if they were just paid straight.
Oh, I see.
Was. Yes, it was turned over. That was
who did you turn it over to?
That was whoever owned the road.
Whoever owned the road. And they, and like you were saying, the road was owned by different people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the road was mostly terrible, and everybody hated to pay toll, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was so bad.
Did you ever see those people who owned the road? Like, did they ever, they came by and looked at it?
Yes.
Did they repair it ever?
Oh, yes. They would do the best they could, I guess, with what they had to do with.
Yeah.
And they would put rocks in the ruts and put a little dirt over it and all kind of rain.
And you walked away.
You can imagine what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was terrible. My grandmother died, which was in 1922. They had started building it. And it was just so bad. And it had been snow and it got warm. And the snow just went right down in the ground and so did everything else.
Oh.
It was terrible.
Oh.
They got, she lived in the building. And they got stuck over on the other side of the mountain. And you have to take a wagon to do it. You came down. Okay. You go up the road when you're going up the mountain, and that is to the right. If you would be coming down the mountain, you would notice that this mountain, this road goes right up. And the mail goes up where it used to. And you go up the hill, and it's a lot of springs, and there's a creek down there. Now, how far have you gone up the Shank Hollow?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is this Shank Hollow?
Yeah, it comes up the Shank Hollow.
Mm-hmm. That's what
and
I was.
What thinking. Do you know of the Shank Hollow? What do you know about it?
I know quite a bit about Shank Hollow.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know where it comes out on the highway.
Yes.
Well, now that's what I think they call that Sanford Road.
I see.
It's been a long time since I've talked about anything like this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that's what that song was speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not too sure about everything like that. But we came down that way. We had the horse and buggy. And the horse went down, but we thought it would break its leg. We had some other assistance. It was just like that. Of course, that's about the highway.
Mm-hmm.
But the highway was worse. They had it all torn up.
Yeah.
We felt that was the best thing, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But that was in 1922, so that was already taken over because of the building road.
Mm-hmm.
1922.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think about it. I was married in 1920. And I think I'm not going to think. I can't think about what it was there. Because it was still in the city. I just wish I could think and know when they stopped the toll.
I would say it would be somewhere around there, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, I would.
I think so.
In 22, they were working on the road.
Then I'm positive.
Mm-hmm. I know there wasn't a toll gate then.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know let's see, when did Grandma leave? Well, grandmother already gone to Flint Hill when she died. She was still living on the mountain in 1922. I made a mistake then. 1922, she was still on the mountain because my little girl was born then and she came back. But 1924 is when she died.
So it was probably right after mm-hmm. that they started building the road.
Mm-hmm.
You say there were neighbors on this side. Were there any other neighbors?
Her daughter lived above. Well, the Kaisers And it could be, of course, Mrs. Kaiser is blind, but she might have a good memory. And her daughter is Mrs. Fox. Have you ever talked with her?
No.
Oh, she's a talker. She is.
Well, there are a lot of foxes. Yeah. Which fox is this?
Uh-huh. Merle Fox. She used to work up at the drugstore.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many of them are helping, but...
Lots of luck.
Foxes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I could soon find out.
There were the Kaisers, and were there any further up the mountain?
And then the next one was my, was George Aikens, and that was my grandmother's daughter who lived up there.
Mm-hmm.
Her grandmother, her great-grandma, gave her land, and might much land up there.
Atkins. Mm-hmm. What relation is this to George Aikens, who works up here in the park, the bachelor? You know? He works up here in the park, lives in,
But it's not the same age, I'm sure. It's only, do you know, Gail Edwards? Gail works at Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that is one. The children.
Mm-hmm.
And the late children. And the children.
And then were there any others? Any further up?
I'm trying to think. There was somebody that lived back in there. I believe it was Raines. What I remember, it was Willis's.
Oh, Willis.
Willis's.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were from, I don't know, Texas, maybe, or something. What his name was.
Lewis Willis? Did that sound familiar? Because there was a Lewis Willis who used to live up here, lived out his whole life in the park, practically.
And it was a real old man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they used to go on up and take care of him sometimes?
Yes, that's
the park used
that's
to.
Mm-hmm. Now they lived above that,
yeah.
And then I guess that was all. Then maybe right up at the top, there's another Aikens, but that was on some side. But when I remember, I can't remember the being anybody way, way before I could remember. But there's somebody did that for me.
I keep wondering why they call this Thornton's Gap.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ought to find that out some way.
Because there's a bean there.
Uh-huh.
But that's not, you know, where the bean family is.
I guess, of course, there were beings. I guess there's beings there. I mean, there were. These are the Batmans.
Yes,
and
the
beings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, the Batman's wife was a being.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And
of course, that's right down from there.
Uh-huh. I guess it went across. They could cross, because, and Katie was telling me that, I don't know who's, she turned the money over to. She said, now when she was a little girl, they went across the fields to Batman's. That's what she told me not long ago. To, I think she said, turn the money over to me. And I said, was it four? Of course, it seemed like it's only four. She said, well, it was right four. We went across the field. But of course, in those days, there were paths, and sometimes there were stiles. You know what a style is?
No.
Oh, yeah. You don't know what a style is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to often build a style. I said, build me a style. And a year or two ago, he built a style. We didn't get to use it, but I'd already gotten where I gave good up a style.
A style is almost like a fence, only you can sit on it, and or at least
it
I could.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It has to be a board fence, I guess.
Yes.
And you put the boards across. So, wire fence, you could do it, you know, just have straight wire.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And
you go, yeah, so you can go up over on top of the fence.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, this picture here was a style, what they call a style. That they call a style. They call that a style.
Mm-hmm. see.
Mm-hmm. But see, usually a stile was where you went over the fence. A long time ago in the country, people went across people's fields. And they didn't want to get on the fence so they'd be able to stop.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them before. I just
yeah.
never knew that's
mm-hmm.
what you
call them. Well, I look. Once in a while I see one, I think, oh, if I just had my camera, and then I forget where it was I saw it. there's a style. So,
well, this has been, I think, a very refreshing, interesting story that you have given us.
Well, of course, that's not half of it.
But what you have recalled is so much more than we have. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can keep working.
That's right, we mm-hmm. will. Mm-hmm. And if you find out anything, mm-hmm. you do know my number now, mm-hmm. and you can call.
I'm going to have her down here when I get her to talking about things.
According to the newspaper, on Friday, March 28, 1924, regarding the death of Mrs. Josephine Bean, and it was telling that owing to road conditions, the casket containing the body of Mrs. Josephine Bean had to be transferred from the auto hearse to a wagon on the way up the Rappahannock. At the ridge of the old Bean home on top of Thornton's Gap last Thursday. Two automobiles made their way from Rappahannock County in the place of burial. Elder Joe Rear's car stuck hopelessly on the way from Page and had to be pulled out. Scores of others abandoned the hope of attending the funeral in their cars on account of the detour around the work on the Lee Highway. High streams due to the melting of mountain snow kept others away. Those from Rappahannock County at the funeral reported Mrs. Bean's death as sudden and entirely unexpected. She was still confined to her bed, but was believed to be rapidly convalescent. She had just been playing with the children when she fell back in bed, telling her son-in-law, Mr. Clendenin, who was in the room, that she was dying. She expired almost immediately from heart failure. Reverend Mr. Jones of Rappahannock County assisted Pastor C. L. Morgan in conducting the funeral. That does describe the road beautifully, doesn't it? Your grandfather was a school teacher. Mm-hmm. Which grandfather was this?
This was B.F. Bean.
B.F. Bean was it? Mm-hmm. And he taught at that school?
I don't know where the school was, but we moved away from here, and I had never heard anything about it. This must have been before he was married, maybe, as a young man. And this old lady was telling me what a handsome man my grandfather was, and she went to school to him. And that was one part I had never known about, you know. And I said to my father, well, you never told me. I wondered how they all had such real good education, you know, and they didn't attend school. So that accounts for it then.
Yes, he did the teaching of his own children.
Yeah. My father said, didn't do us any good. I said, oh, for goodness sake, of course it did you some good.
As though education does do good. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a further part of the same clipping. Mrs. Bean was born and raised at Woodville, Rappahannock County. Her surviving brothers and sisters being John W. Butler of Gladstone, Virginia, Mrs. Kate Pulliam, Mrs. Joseph Miles, and Mrs. Abe Racer of Luray.
and Lummi Butler of Tennessee. In early life, she married B.F. Bean, the one who Mrs. Judd was just mentioning had been a school teacher, who conducted a store and post office on top of Thornton's Gap for many years, the post office being known as Bean's. After the death of her husband, which occurred about 10 years ago, Mrs. Bean resided with her son-in-law, E.G. Clendenin, who conducted the store and post office until his removal to Flint Hill a few years ago. Mm-hmm.
Well, that tells it almost exactly the date that they discontinued.
That's right.
Yeah, but that still doesn't tell about the toll gate exactly.
Well, it says that they were, I imagine, all concluded at the same time. Don't you think so?
Well, I think up until they began to build the road, and of course in that time they were building the road.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.